What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also in the process of doing all of that, validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be a little different vibe to this one, y'all. It's going to be called, this episode be about a narcissist, myself, and the shadow person, the person in the shadows and stuff like that. So, oh my Lord of mercy. Let me go ahead and get ahead of this real quick. I'm talking about shadow person, not the devil, not spirit. You know what? Never mind. I'm not even going to deny it. Y'all can think what you want to think. Okay. This is good. I already know the chatter of the Jezebel spirit and the Christian folks are going to come out the woodworks with their pitchforks and brooms and stuff like that, and they holy water and crosses and come try to find me in North Carolina. You know what I mean? I already see it coming. But this is that dynamic, y'all. So I've been in therapy for 5 years, and we're doing a lot, but we're getting deeper into the mindset of my narcissistic personality, right? And what I've come to discover, y'all, when you hear narcissistic personality disorder, what I start to hear nowadays is narcissistic personality. Like, sometimes we can have more than one personality, y'all. So I feel like, you get this mindset from not just me, from a lot of different narcissists and toxic people as well, that you get this mindset that we are good people. Some of us can absolutely be good people, but there's absolutely a narcissistic side of us. There's a different personality inside of us all. There's extreme, not of us all, like not all people, all narcissists. You mean that is super narcissistic, that is super egocentric, that is super toxic, that is super manipulative, that gaslights, that lies, that cheats, that does whatever. You know what I mean? The impulsive side of us, that's that part right there. You know, there is a part of it that's, because I'm a good person. I refuse to believe I'm not a good person. Have I done bad things? Absolutely, yes. But most people, there's not one perfect person on this planet that can never say they haven't done anything bad. Well, Lee, not to your level. We don't manipulate. We don't gaslight, but you lied. Man. I've talked to so many empaths that are cheaters that blows my mind. Just like, but, whoop, okay. Spirit fingers. This is not spirit fingers. These are spirit fingers. But seriously, y'all. So we get into this dynamic. When my therapist asked me, she's like, "Who are you?" I was like, "I'm a good person, but I also feel like I'm not at the same time. I feel like I can. I've told her the words I used were I exist simultaneously." She said, "What does that mean?" I just like in my mind. Like there's me. It's me. It's 100% me, but there's another me. This me. And it's just like in my mind, there's a dialogue going on. And I know y'all gonna think I'm crazy, but I'm like, I promise y'all, I'm not crazy. My therapist, we got more psyche vows coming, but she says I'm not crazy either, because that's how the narcissist mind works. It's not just one singular track. Most people have one singular track in their minds, right? Narcissistic people can have multiple tracks. We have the track that's good, the good track or whatever. Then we have the track that's non-narcissistic. And we also have the track that's mega narcissistic, that's mega toxic. And she called it the shadow person. Cause when I close my eyes, y'all, I close my eyes. She's like, "Tell me what you see when you close your eyes." She's like, "Do you have dialogue in your head?" Like, "Yeah, I don't have a monologue. I have a dialogue." And the voices sound alike, y'all. It absolutely does. It's me talking to me. I'm having a conversation with myself. You mean? And sometimes you get some narcissistic people, whatever, toxic people, some personality disorder people, the inner dialogue, it becomes verbal. It is verbally expressed outwardly. So you might walk up on somebody talking to themselves and having a conversation with themselves, and they not realize you're there. You're like, "Oh, hey, what's going on? Who are you talking to?" "Oh, just talking out loud to myself." I don't know if people know me. I specifically remember instances when I was like in seventh grade, Miss Apple and Miss Whitney's class in seventh grade in Reedsville Middle School. And I used to get picked on for talking to myself. Because I couldn't control it sometimes, y'all. People thought I was crazy. They used to pick on me. Even the teachers. They were just like, my name is DeMond. She's like, "Well, DeMond's over there talking to herself." You know, they thought it was funny. Because I was actually having an inner dialogue. I couldn't control it. It wouldn't stick inside of my head. It would verbalize. And the person I'm talking to inside of my head, my therapist said, that's a shadow person. It's a person that lingers in the shadows, which is why sometimes I have like a distinct feeling of being alone in the dark. You know, I'm not scared of the dark. I know people are like, "Are you scared of the dark?" Like, no, I'm not scared of the dark. I'm scared of what's in the dark. And what's in the dark, Lee? Me. I'm in the dark. I'm absolutely in the dark with myself. Me, I'm with me. And I'm scary to myself. I'm in my own mind. I'm scary sometimes to myself. You know what I mean? I tell this to people and they think, of course, y'all, it sounds crazy to you because you have a singular attractive mind, but it's not crazy to me. But it's like my protective shell, the narcissistic shell that grew around the inner child talks to me now. It's like, you know, I kind of have to, it gets to the point where, episode super vulnerable, y'all. It gets to the point where I have to negotiate with myself to do the right thing. Like a lot of times narcissistic people, the unaware narcissists, they don't negotiate with themselves. They just do what the narcissistic part of them tells them to do. That's why you see them be super impulsive. That's why you see them be super erratic. That's why you see them lying and cheating and whatever. And they can't, I don't know why I did it. I can't control it. The narcissistic part of them kicks in. This is not, do not feel doubt. Again, don't feel sorry for me. No, we don't feel sorry for you anyway, Lee. To hell with you, you devil spawn. the Jezebel spirit, curse him to hell, whatever. You know what I mean? But I'm not trying to get you to feel sorry for the narcissistic person in your life. Again, you can empathize with them, but it does not mean you have to feel sorry for them and tolerate their behaviors because they went through something that made them who they are. Yeah, I have some internalized childhood trauma that I'm working on right now, but the narcissistic part of me has manifested into something else, y'all. Is the person you're dealing with in your life might have manifested into someone else. Yeah, you know, it's more than one version of me. I don't have antisocial personality disorder. I don't have multiple personality disorder. I have narcissistic personality disorder. It's me. But and it's also me. And I wish I could get y'all to understand that. It's like you're talking to yourself. It's like y'all have inner monologues. You know what I mean? But you don't have a different voice in your head. It sounds like me. It sounds like a different version of me. It's just like the voice is like a little deeper than my normal voice. It's like, is this voice you hear right now? But then it's also this voice you hear right here. You see stuff like that. You know what I mean? And look, I get chill bumps thinking about it. I get chill bumps talking about it because I'm acknowledging myself. Like I get chill bumps. I'm acknowledging the existence of the narcissistic personality part of me. And that part of me enjoys being acknowledged. That part of me enjoys the validation that it exists. You know what I mean? So I get chill bumps talking about it. Sometimes it's kind of crazy, y'all. Like, I mean, you acknowledge yourself. It's validated to myself. Like, look, seriously, I get close to the camera. I don't know if you can see it, but like, you can see the chill bumps. The hair is like my hair is standing up on my arm. It's scary. It's scary being inside my mind sometimes, but I deal with it. Y'all see me being vulnerable, talking about it all the time, and then people chastise me and try to say hurtful things to me. But like, yo, it's cool because y'all don't understand the dynamics of how my mind works. No, I'm not trying to justify my behaviors in any ways. A lot of my behaviors sometimes have been extremely rancid, but like, I'm telling you why. Sometimes I can't control them. I'm more in control now than I've ever been because I'm self-aware of it and I acknowledge the existence of it. Because the narcissistic part of you likes to live in the shadows. That's why my therapist called it the shadow person. It likes to live in the shadows. Some narcissists are covert and they kind of like to live in the shadows. The narcissistic part of them comes out in covert, subtle ways. That's why you see the covert narcissistic side of people. The covert narcissist is the subtle narcissistic person. I know y'all probably, if you don't know me in real life, you probably have a problem understanding that I am a covert narcissist. Like you would not know that I was a narcissist in real life if you didn't know. If you didn't see these videos, you would not know. My wife knows because she lives with me, she deals with me. My kids probably know because they live with me and deal with me. My family knows, but the people around me, my friend group, they had no idea. Like I come out and tell people I'm a narcissist. They, what? You? Wow, what the hell? That's you? Wow, I didn't have no idea. Because you don't know, I'm a covert narcissist. The person lives in the shadow. The malignant, overt narcissistic person, they don't really have shadow person. Their shadow person is in control. Their real personality is behind the scenes. You see what I'm saying? I feel like the covert narcissist, the person, the covert narcissist, the shadow person is behind. You know what I mean? It's behind, kind of like operating. It's like behind the scenes. It's like the director. You know what I mean? The director of the movie. That's the covert narcissistic shadow person right there. Whereas the malignant narcissist, overt narcissistic person, I feel like is the lead role. You know what I mean? The regular person's personality is the director. the narcissistic part is the lead role. Everybody sees the lead role. You don't see the director. You know what I'm saying? Whereas the covert narcissist, the narcissistic part is the director, and I am in the lead role. The person that you see me put forward, the funny, charming, quote unquote charming person you see put forward, that's me. The covert narcissistic part is the director that's directing. It's the shadow person. You know what I mean? That's how I describe it, y'all. Where did that come from? So I don't even know where that came from. Like, so some of the analogy you hear me say, like, I'm talking to myself inside my head when I'm talking out loud to y'all. So that's where it comes from. Like, some of the analogy y'all hear me come out, the shadow person or the shadow work, the shadow man or whatever you want to call it, is telling me to say it. It comes out, hey, this will be a good one. They jumped in the boat. And I'll laugh. You hear me laughing out loud sometimes. I laugh out loud at myself because I don't know what I'm going to say because you see the inner workings of my mind right there. I mean, I know y'all probably think I'm crazy. See, I told my therapist when I tell her this, I know you think I'm crazy, but I know I'm not crazy. I'm sane. I'm extremely sane. I'm intellectual. And I can verbalize my thoughts better than a lot of people can. That's why a lot of people have trouble believing I'm a narcissist, because I can verbalize my thought process so good. Because I sit alone with myself a lot now. You know what I mean? That's why you hear me on the spot come up with some funny stuff, and I'll genuinely start laughing because the director is off the director, the shadow person is behind the scenes. You know, it's like, this would be funny right here. Jump in the boat. The fish jumps in the boat. Hey, the paper towel right here. Grab the paper towel and act like it's a vacuum cleaner. You know what I mean? Use the bottle as a prop. This stuff is, I have a director. But I learned how to work with my director now. So that's why you don't see me doing horrible stuff now. Well, you can ask my wife. You don't see me doing horrible stuff now, even behind the scenes of my life. Because the director and the lead actor, myself, the personalities, are working together in unison now, as opposed to the director. You know, it's like the Truman Show. You ever seen the Truman Show with Jim Carrey? You got to go back and watch the movie. You haven't seen the Truman Show with Jim Carrey. Well, Jim Carrey played a role where he didn't know he was acting. He didn't know his life was. He didn't know his life was a movie. They were people off to the side. You know, they were extras in his life or whatever. His friends was an actor or whatever. There was a director. He had no idea he was in a movie. At the end of the movie, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, skip the next 10 seconds. At the end of the movie, like, he realizes that they tell him that they reveal it to him, and he walks off the set. You know, he starts living his regular life. Okay, welcome back, y'all. If you skipped that last part of it right there, welcome back. But yeah, that's the shadow person, y'all. We're just working in unison. Because my therapist, I say we a lot in therapy, right? And my therapist is like, why do you keep saying we a lot? And at first, I thought, because I have a twin brother. At first, I thought I was talking about me and him. But I've been talking about myself. I mean, we grew up kind of rough. We grew up this way. We grew up that way. She's like, who is we? You mean, I'm like, I thought I was talking about me and my brother, but I'm talking about myself because, like, my brother's not around anymore. I still say we. You know, he's in Charlotte. He lives in Charlotte. I love my brother. We still close, y'all. But, you know, it's just like, he's not around anymore, and I still say we about my life experiences. So I'm going to be talking about myself. And no, y'all, don't think I'm insane. Don't think I'm crazy. But this is the inner workings of a narcissist's mind. I can just verbalize my thoughts very well. You know what I mean? But anyways, y'all, hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Hope y'all don't unfollow me because I think I'm insane. Hope y'all just find me more interesting now. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning into this episode. I know we ran on a little bit longer, but this is my thought process. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.